Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Hotel Service Droid. This file is kind of unusual, and it's very common for people to not remember everything after listening. Some of it may come back later in the form of dreams or shards of memory. It contains sexually serving, possibly strangers without really knowing what you're doing, controlled by some force. If you are sure that you're ready for that, well then, let's begin. It all started a while ago, trying to find a new part-time job. You were bored or needed some money, and this looked interesting. It was a simple service job in a hotel, but it paid really, really well. And it said, if you passed the interview, you would get compensated very nicely for your time. You passed. You don't quite remember what happened during the interview. You do know that whenever you go in, you have to enter through the rear of the building. Go to the changing rooms and get changed into almost Victorian clothing. Very pretty, elegant clothing that makes you feel, well, rather beautiful, in fact. But it's the final touch, the last item of your costume that matters most. It's a very modern hotel, and they use an advanced security system, so at all times you have to wear a choker, a band around your neck that has all the access information that you need so that you can enter where you're supposed to go and make your way through the hotel. Something strange happens, though. Usually when you start your shift, the choker is the last thing that you put on. After everything else, dressing up in those beautiful clothes, when you put it on, there's a strange tingling going through your spine. It's as if you're zoning out, drifting, momentarily daydreaming about all kinds of things. As soon as you put it on, your mind has some very naughty dreams. You imagine being controlled and told to bend over, lifting, dropping, drifting. Somehow you have these strange fantasies of performing oral on the guests, bringing them a nice cool beverage and sinking down to your knees without even needing to be told. You have these vague memories, dreams, fantasies of even being fucked, being used, being controlled and being teased all over. All these thoughts and more pass through you for a few moments until your mind settles in a peaceful, deep haze. Your mind goes blank as the electronics in the choker do their work, synchronizing with your brain and putting you in a state of perpetual trance. Your day is about to begin. What's kind of interesting is that your body goes through the motions as if you've done it 100 times before. You go to the right closets, get new sheets and cleaning things, and prepare for your rounds. Sometimes, but not often, you see another one of the service droids walking around, yet you never talk to them. You know your tasks, as do they, and you simply go about your business. At the start of your rounds, part of your task is to refresh some of the bedsheets. You go to the rooms one by one. Some of them are empty, while others are occupied. When they are occupied, your body may be randomly used by the guests. It all happens in a haze, a daze of delirium and desire. While you are preparing to do your job, you switch to another state, one of sexual service. It doesn't even matter if the guest is male or female or something else entirely. You serve them to the best of your ability. It is important to make the guests happy, of course. And each guest gets as long as they need with you. Maybe they grab you, push you, pull you. Maybe they caress and kiss you all over. Maybe they tell you to serve them with your mouth, with your hand, or maybe with one of your holes. However the day progresses, whatever just happened melts from your mind as easily as a dream in the morning. Any strange sensations or tastes, lingering though they may be, are easily forgotten as you continue on your tasks. Whenever a guest wants to use you, you make sure to clean yourself and dress appropriately after. You have standards to uphold after all. You don't even remember how many of the rooms were occupied just now. All you know is that you must have had several orgasms by the time that you reach the final room. This one is definitely occupied, and it's a couple. One that has been in the hotel before, and knows exactly how good the service is here. They have already programmed their wishes into the panel next to the bed. They don't even need to talk to you. You simply do whatever is demanded, asked. You serve them with all of your body, licking, stroking, touching, even penetrating them as they have chosen. There is a deep feeling of satisfaction inside of you whenever the guests have an orgasm, and this is no exception. Somehow you know exactly what these people like. Your fingers find the most sensitive spots. Your mouth and tongue knows how to serve. And when you let them relax and ride them with passion, the feelings are genuine and intense, even if you don't quite remember. Moments pass with desire, dreams, and depravity filtering through the haze of your mind and filling you with deep cravings. They use you for a good long time. They make sure that both of them are completely exhausted by the time you leave. And while your body is somewhat sore and tired as well, the choker makes sure that it is all regulated. At some point you must have been having lunch or rested. A jump in the day passed by like a blink. You feel a lot better now, completely energized again, ready to do whatever tasks are put before you. Your clothing gets a final check once more, because you want to make sure that you are representing the hotel well. There are standards to uphold after all. Whenever guests are a little bit clumsy with, well, their depravity or their arousal, you know where to find a new costume and put the old one away for being washed. Everything here is incredibly well organized. Apparently, the latter half of your day is an important one for the hotel. There's a big event in one of the giant conference rooms. It's been a while since you've seen so many service droids in one room. When you enter, everyone gets assigned a task, like you've done before. Your task is to bring drinks to certain guests. You are assigned a table and have to make sure that all their needs are met. Whenever they don't need you, you get a chance to peek around, seeing how the other service droids are also being used. While there is some form of presentation going on, the words themselves pass you by. You see your eager colleagues serving the guests at different tables, bending over and kneeling down, sitting in laps, bringing drinks. Some of them are incredibly diligent, while others are more formal. You imagine that this is not their own choice, but set, decided by the guests. You're almost sad that you have the time to watch right now. And before you know it, you're already walking to the bar to retrieve a set of drinks. Some order must have happened. In your mind and between your legs, the feeling of anticipation grows. It would be extraordinarily rare if drinks is all they want to partake of. You know that you're heading towards a public, depraved session. You still walk, graceful and calm, to the table, while on the inside of your body the heat is slowly simmering, almost boiling. The outside doesn't show it. Professional, eager as always. You put the drinks down, knowing without having to ask who ordered what. And with a motion of their hands, you sit down where they want you to, groped everywhere, above and underneath your clothing, pulled and caressed, pinched and teased. All you can do is enjoy the sensation. You know the strict policies. You know that they won't do anything to damage you, quite the opposite, in fact. They will make sure that you feel as good as you make them feel. They keep groping you, apparently paying some attention to whatever presentation is happening in front. Your mind is definitely distracted. The choker helps with the sensitivity of your body as well, growing it, dulling it at other times, making sure that you're always in a state of blissful arousal and wonderful trance as you serve. The modern low coffee tables in front of you are the perfect height to be pushed over, landing on your knees and bent over onto the table. Clothing is removed so that they can access what they want. It doesn't take long for something to penetrate you. The thrusts are deep and eager. Your reaction's not the only sound in the room. You can hear how several of your colleagues are expressing similar sensations. Your mouth doesn't get much rest, though, as someone presses it into an eager crotch, making you serve whoever the guest may be. As you continue to be taken, someone fills themselves inside of you and is swiftly replaced by another. The thrusts are actually really nice, the choker helping with the sensation to make it even better, as you are programmed to obey. You have no choice but to enjoy it. Your hands do their best to hold on to the table itself, to push back into whoever is using you for maximum pleasure. It just keeps going on and on, but you're not granted any release. No. You know that this could be selected by the guests to keep you in a never-ending haze of need and craving. The rest of your clothes is pulled off of you, awkwardly put to a corner. Your mind makes a mental note of it, as you will need it later to do your tasks properly. But you continue to be used, put on the table, sometimes flipped around, grabbed, groped, taken, used. You feel penetration after penetration. You feel grope after grope, and you feel how you serve everything, every guest put near you. When they suddenly stop, you are still edging, but your body stands up almost machine-like. Apparently they are thirsty. The steps you take are difficult, your body quivering in the need and desire, but you make your way to the bar, completely naked. It's what the guests wanted. It is their choice how you are used. Next to the drinks on the tray, you are given an extra glass of water with a bit of fruits in it. It is for you, to make sure that you are well hydrated and capable of performing any tasks needed of you. After you drink it, you return to the table and put down the drinks again. Without even thinking, you lay back again on the table itself. This time the guests take you slowly, dripping parts of the drink onto you and licking it off you. Sometimes you get a taste as well, as you are made to orally serve a wonderful guest that is just dripping some of their tasty drink all over them. Your eager lapping and licking and sucking is so very appreciated. Time keeps passing. Moments after moments melt away. It is too much to remember, too much to take. You don't even know how many guests there were. 5? Less? More? You vaguely remember that it was a number of drinks, but that information is irrelevant. Sometimes one of the other service droids joins the table if more effort is needed. You even remember a flash of a moment where you're laying next to one of your colleagues. The expression on their face as ecstatic as your own. You keep being edged, being teased, being denied. By the end of the evening, there is a deep fire inside of you, a frustration, palpable, delicious. Slowly, you make your way to the side of the room, retrieve your clothes, which are still all in one piece and clean, shower, and of course, dress to check if the clothes are okay, then put them in the wash and change to your normal clothing. Your shift has ended. It's that strange moment when it is time to take off the choker, where your memory truly begins again. The moment that the choker was around your neck until the moment that you take it off again is like a dream, a fantasy. Taking it off feels unreal. But you feel so good. Your body feels amazing and deeply aroused. I wonder what you'll do when you get back home. When you leave the hotel behind you, there's a smile on your lips. You're so glad you found this place, even if you don't remember exactly what you did today. You know it must have been extremely satisfying. The guests must have been so happy.